Okay, so then let's be fast. I want to bring you to another area of health impact, which is chemicals. Chemists have synthesized 85 million individual molecules. 100,000 of them are found in our products. And we don't know how much they help us to prevent disease and how much they impact on diseases. And I want to take the example of autism to show you how difficult it is to have fit-for-purpose tools to assess and regulate these products. Autism, as you will know, is a disease where the people are more, the children are focused on the interior instead of the exterior. It's a wide spectrum of diseases, but the worrying thing about autism is it is dramatically increasing. It doubled every 10 years in the US to an extent that now one in 68 children which is born is diagnosed with autism. So we are having a type of pandemic, endemic, and nobody knows why this is the case. Chemicals might be contributing to this, at least there is some, but there's tremendous lack of knowledge. 100,000 substances we have in our consumer products, but only about 1,000 have been identified as being neurotoxic in humans. In animals, about 200 are known to be neurotoxic in humans, and only 10 have clearly been identified to produce problems in the growing brain of children. So 10 out of 100,000 substances. And this is not because they would have been tested all. No, we have tested only about 3,000 substances quite intensively and only 150 for the respective test. And there's allegations that this has something to do with chemicals. You see the use of glyphosate, a well-known pesticide, which seems to correlate perfectly with the increasing incidence of autism. But you can do the very same thing for films, movies done with Jim Carrey, and you see that there's a perfect correlation with the appearance of these movies and autism. So obviously correlation is not the tool. What we have to do is test. The larger testing programs in the world are at the moment in Europe, the REACH legislation, and some starting programs in Taiwan, in Korea, and the possible Toxic Substance Control Act reauthorization in the US. And obviously, we know some chemicals, lead, methylmercury, and others, do produce symptoms similar to autism. But exposure is usually minor. And there's clearly other factors like genetics, infectious diseases during pregnancy, material obesity, and age. But one thing is not the case, which is vaccines. At least this we could rule out over the last 10 years. Vaccines are not contributing to the occurrence of autism against public myth. So we have to test. Traditionally, we would do this with an animal test. And there's an OECD test guideline, which uses for one chemical 1,400 rats, and thus cost $1.4 million. So the 150 substances which have been tested did cost us more than $200 million. And not a single developmental neurotoxicant has been identified with this testing. And they seem altogether to be relatively little predictive for human toxicology. And these are the type of things our center, the Center for Alternatives to Animal Testing, for 34 years is addressing. At Johns Hopkins, we are trying to find other ways, new technologies to overcome the use of animals. But this is protecting more than animals, as we wrote in the Scientific American article in 2005. It's about yielding more rigorous safety tests. In order to accomplish this, we had a series of four international conferences since 2005. The last one was in Philadelphia last year. We did 10 workshops internationally, and we developed a strategy. And out of this, a mini-brain project evolved, and I want to show you a little bit what this mini-brain project for my group here does accomplish. We are using stem cells. Stem cells derived from donors from their skin cells, which are reprogrammed, induced pluripotent stem cells. But instead of reading this to you, I will simply show you the beauty of this model. Let's see here. Okay. So these are cell walls of 350 micrometers, a third of a millimeter. They accomplish in 2 months development time to develop all of the cells of the brain, including astrocytes, mature oligodendrocytes, which are myelinated in the axons. You do have GABAergic, dopaminergic, and glutaminergic neurons. And these cells are thinking. they're spontaneously electrophysiologically active. You can put them on an electrode.
Can you hear something?
Pardon?
Music should be a little bit lower.
Okay, I did not manage to get it down. Okay, but you saw the idea. These cell balls can be produced in thousands in a batch and are highly reproducible in their constitution. So they offer now an enormous opportunity for drug development. We developed a Parkinson model hitting on dopaminergic neurons. And they also allow us now to do the next step, which is producing these type of things from a genetic background of an autistic child. So we are at this moment producing from different varieties of diseases, including autism, these type of mini brains, because the idea is that it is a combination of genetic susceptibility and chemical exposure, which finally will bring about these things. So this is combined with using mechanistic toxicology. We are running a project which is called Mapping the Human Toxome by Systems Toxicology. You see the partners where we use these type of models combined with omics technology to identify what is really happening in these models. And we were very happy that finally an international expansion from the US, from this project, was successful. And on 1st of January, with 30 million euro from the European Commission, EU Tox Risk 21 will start and will embrace this model and also the approaches of the Human Toxome Project. So in brief, and to give the key messages, we see that a new toxicology starts with better type of cell culture, organotypic cultures as the human mini brain. From this we derive big data, and these big data with omics technology allow us to really understand what is happening. And we are convinced that this will give us finally tests which are fit for purpose for regulation, which really allow us to broad testing of chemicals and regulating these products, and hopefully also a harmonization of these processes then worldwide. Thank you very much.
Thank you.